Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It is always a pleasure to welcome in the playmaker, number 88, one of the great wide receivers of all time, three-time Super Bowl champion, Hall of Famer, all of this. And that's, of course, Michael Irvin. Michael, how are you?
Man, I'm doing well, man. To hear you guys' voice, man, it really does. It does me well. I feel that all in my bones, and that means it's the best time of the year.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
No doubt.
And Michael Irvin's report is brought to you by William Hill. Bet now with William Hill, America's number one sports book, on the app and at williamhill.com. Number one, what part of the Cowboys concerns you the most? The quarterback, the line with Frederick out, the lack of receivers.
Can I throw the coach in there, too?
The coach, yeah. Everything. The owner. What do you got?
Yeah. Well, honestly, all of it, all of that plays off the offensive line. Everybody's success that you just mentioned is going to come off of that offensive line. And if the offensive line is going, then all those guys will look good. If that offensive line does not go, then things are going to get different. Now, and I say this too, guys, last year, you know, for some reason, everybody got all over Jerry when he mentioned that preseason is a waste. It is a damn waste. It is a waste. It's a waste of time. I mean, nobody gets played. And even the Cowboys, they looked horrible in the preseason and they looked great in the first game. But nobody really got a chance to play. And we always talk about how important it is to actually get your football legs. And the only way you can truly get football legs is by playing football. You got to play football. And I think that weighs in to how some of the teams we saw in that first game look.
You know, it's only week two, and I don't want to make too much into it because it's, you know, this it's an endless season.
I wasn't even going to the Jets yet.
Hold on.
Okay.
What I'm going to
say. Come on, listen. Come up right now. Let me just take my win and do what I can understand.
Before I get to Sam Darnold and all of that, it's only week two, okay? But this Giant Cowboy game is a pretty big game on Sunday night,
right? It is a huge game, especially when we do the show, just like you guys, everybody will start throwing out those 0-2 numbers on making the Super Bowl.
Right.
0-2, the number dropped down to this. But it is a huge game because it is. It's both teams trying to say, okay, now we want to show you what we're going to be. We got the one game out the way. We want to show you what it's going to be. It's going to be a big game. I'm going to tell you, the Giants, I know a lot of people getting on how that game went, but, man, you got the makings of something. You get a 100-yard receiver, you get a 100-yard rusher. You have the makings of something there offensively.
I think the biggest concern out of the Giant game was just the offensive line, but the one thing you've really got to keep in mind is how damn good the Jaguars are. I mean, this offensive line, I mean, Nate Solder, yeah, he's overpaid, but he's certainly an upgraded left tackle over Eric Flowers, but we're still seeing Eric Flowers at right tackle. How good can this Giant offensive line be in your mind?
And that's so much about harmony and everything. And you're right. You hit a nail on the head. You talk about anybody in the NFL is going to struggle with that defensive line that they had to play in Jacksonville. They got double-digit sack to guys all along that defensive line, you know. But so if that offensive line with the Giants can come together and do anything, that's why I say they have a shot at doing something. Mm-hmm. It's going to be interesting. And I do believe that they'll play better than they played against Jacksonville. That's just that to me, I'm trying to think. Maybe the Rams. And the Rams certainly didn't necessarily look like it the other night because – The Raiders were running the ball right down their throat. I'm just thinking Rams probably the only other team that I say has a defensive line that have a defensive line that can match or either play with what you saw in Jacksonville. So, yeah. But if Giants offensive line comes together, look out. That can get scary.
All right. Now we'll bring up the quarterback of my football team.
Go ahead.
All right. Number 14. You know what I'm talking about. I got to say this. And you know me. Look, I'm a Jet fan for 53 years, Michael. I'm not getting nuts. I've been burned too many times. But I got to tell you this. The kid, after he threw that pick six, he looked like he was a five-year veteran after that. He really did.
Yeah. Yeah. And let me tell you, so it's okay to even get nuts, because no matter what, right now, from what you saw in week one, any pain you go through is a pain of gain. Any pain you go through right now with this kid is a pain of gain, because you know he's going to be your quarterback for the next 10 years. So anything he learns, sooner or later, he's going to gain something and give it back to you good. All of his lessons are good lessons, because they're going to help you later. That's the difference between having him and a Geno back there or a Ryan Fitzpatrick, because you're like, you guys aren't going to be here in 10 years. So I got to take the pain of losing now, and it's nothing to the pain of losing. It's just losing on losing. Now you got, if something does go wrong or goes bad poorly, it's still a pain with gain, because this kid is going to play for you for the next 10 years, and you got a great defense. Young, good, great.
You really think that? You really think this defense is that? I know, look, it looked great on Monday night, but the Lions, I mean, let's not get delirious with the Lions. But you really think this defense is that good, Mike?
Man, I like the defense. I like the personnel. I like the direction. And, you know, I'm just a huge Jamal Adams fan. I raised the kid since
right.
6 years old.
Right, right.
I told the kid all the time. Knew he was going to be there. So every time I see him, I just love watching him. When you've been around him so long, I called his father right away. I said, "Boy, I told you. Boy, didn't I tell you? Boy, he's here because he thought he was going to get drafted by San Francisco. And then when he fell to the Jets, I said, man, listen, man, you're going to love that. You gave a little bit up on the front end. It's going to pay big for you on the back end. Who do you ever see from San Francisco doing anything post-career? Nobody. But you see people from New York doing all kind of stuff post-career. And it's just the truth. And I love what I watch. You know, man, I love the Jets attitude. And I'm telling you, it reminds me a lot of our young days,
Well, now you get me excited. From your lips to God, Michael, you can't. But Mike, if I get three Super Bowls in 4 years, I can just die after that.
I'm telling you,
you may die during that.
Right, I may die during it. Is right, right.
Let me tell you why I say that. It's talent level in this league is one thing. Connectivity is the greatest thing you can have, and you get young talent like that coming together, and they set a mark for how we will do things on this team. And Jamal, that kind of guy. You just say, Donald, you get enough young guys like that, everybody comes in understanding this is how we do things. And I like the making of what they have here.
We're talking to Michael Irvin here in his weekly spot. I'm intrigued by the game tomorrow night on NFL Network, because I think it's two teams that have a chance to compete and maybe even win this division in the NFC North, the Ravens and the Bengals. Let me start with the Ravens. We know how good they are defensively. I mean, they took apart the Buffalo Bills. But do you think Joe Flacco is really affected and is almost going to have a better year because of the idea there's a little bit of pressure on him because they went out and drafted a young quarterback like Lamar Jackson?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Because Joe Flacco had a great Super Bowl run, got all the money, and then just kind of hit a little plateau right there, just kind of stuck right there and even – kind of regress a little bit. But you bring somebody in, you bring somebody to put a little fire up under him that brings in a different skill set. And now his skill set has risen. But they also went out and got some good people in Crabtree and everything. So I want to see them do it a couple more weeks before I give that offense the props that they want. But this is an intriguing game. You are so right about that. Isn't it funny? Because when they said it, oh, Baltimore, Cincinnati, but now, both teams 1-0, and Pittsburgh 0-1. It's a huge game. And it's a tough game to call. I vacillated. I kind of want to go with Baltimore because I saw how they demolished Buffalo, but Buffalo, you know, they were what they were. They were garbage. And then Cincinnati, I come back over there and I see young John Ross. He's finally learning to play the game now. And I said, Ross with AJ Green? That looks like something right there again. So this is a tough game to call. It is a good game tomorrow night. I can't wait to see it.
Mike, what are the Steelers? I mean, look, let's be honest. If they were playing anybody but the Cleveland Browns, they would have lost the game. They wouldn't have got that tie. I mean, five turnovers, six turnovers, actually. All the penalties, the missed field goal, all of that. What are the Steelers right now?
And I still, you know, let me tell you, because I got on those Steelers when those guys came out talking about Le'Veon Bell. I went off. I just went off on TV about it.
Right,
I went off
from
Ben Roethlisberger for talking about where the linemen are the most important. Okay, well, you're making more money than anybody else. Give your money back. Just give your money back and get some more linemen. That's what you do. Shut up and stop saying that stuff. Stop saying that stuff. You know, and I tell people this. I'm telling you, doing it. But let me give you this. The quickest way to destroy your team and your chances is to bring one or two conversations in your locker room. You cannot bring color in your locker room. You can't bring a black and white conversation in your locker room. Are you done? And you cannot bring a green conversation in your locker room.
Right.
Or you are done. Because you can. It's too unevenly laid. You got a quarterback that's making $30 million a year, and you got a guy blocking for him at guard that's making $600,000. So if we let Green come in the locker room, when the quarterback tries to get on the guard, come on, man, you got more. He's going to say, get out of my face. You go win the game. You want to make $30 million. So you got to keep it out of your locker room, and that's why I went off on them. That being said, I had Pittsburgh in the Super Bowl this year. The Rams and Pittsburgh, that's my pick. Right. And I'm sticking with it right now. And I'm hoping the early lessons are great lessons, and they learn from their weird ways and get back on track. And I still believe they can.
Here's the good news for the Steelers, and Le'Veon Bell's a tremendous player. But James Conner was pretty awesome. I mean, he got in the end zone twice. He caught the ball out of the backfield.
I knew you were going there.
He touched the ball almost 40 times. I mean, he sort of was Le'Veon Bell on Sunday.
And I get this. I get this all week. I've heard this all week. If I had never said anything to anybody, let me lay this on you guys. Let me lay this on you guys. Putting up certain numbers doesn't mean tantamount to, doesn't mean equal to.
Right.
I'll give you this example. Now, go back to New England that year that Tom Brady got hurt and Matt Castle came in. They went 11-5. 11-5. And Matt Castle had some pretty good numbers. You say, wow, just keep Matt Castle. He can win you all those Super Bowls. That's a lie. That's a lie.
Right.
Numbers are
right.
Numbers. But now, it's not just the numbers. It's those crucial few plays here and there. Somebody got a Hunter, still Hunter, and somebody don't got golden Hunters. You see what I'm saying? Now, James Conner, he ran the ball well, and he got some numbers. He got numbers. But there's certain players that make everybody else around them play better. That gives you a peace of mind because as long as we got that guy, we won't lose. So it gives everybody a little confidence. Don't just measure the numbers. And he did have a good game. He did have a good game because it's more than just the numbers.
Well, I'll give you another number that we also have to keep in mind, and this is more for next year, the number of how much of a cap hit you take. Le'Veon Bell is going to get paid a lot of money. Right now, James Conner's not. So that number's a big deal, too, because if you don't spend as much money on a running back, you could spend it elsewhere.
Right. But here comes your quick. All right. Tom Brady made a lot of money. You could have saved a lot of money with Matt Castle, but you wouldn't have taken home any Super Bowls.
You
wouldn't have taken home any Super Bowls.
I guess I'm just going out on a limb that James Conner will not be Matt Castle. But you never know. It's only been one game that we've seen him perform like that. So.
And I'm not saying that James Conner is Matt Castle. I'm just saying, get the reins on your horse and say, whoa, let's not run so fast.
Right.
Whoa, let me see you do it. Whoa, in some crucial moments and win some crucial games and put up those numbers, then I should call you the bell.
It certainly looks like Gruden made a big mistake trading Khalil Mack. Your thoughts?
Ain't no certainly.
Ha 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 ha
mean, it's not a certain look like, oh, this is for real. And he felt it in his first game. You know what he thought? With what I did, because that first half, he kept them at bay that first half. He kept them at bay, running the ball right at that defensive line with the Rams coming right at him. He had me saying, but if I could just get a little pressure on the quarterback. Oh, my pressure's in Chicago.
Right, yes.
That's incredible what that kid did, man. When that kid stepped on that field, I was like, oh, my God. That's incredible watching that. So, yeah, Doug Green's going to hurt. It'll hurt the whole 10-year contract. It'll hurt thinking about what he let go and Khalil Mack. There's no doubt about it. That kid is just that good. And speaking of that, though, that interview, Khalil Mack and Aaron Donald. Khalil Mack, Aaron Donald, or Le'Veon Bell, who do you think wins you more games during the year?
Oh, the pass rusher.
Yeah, no
Khalil
question
Mack,
about it.
Aaron Donald. Yeah.
Yep.
God, no way, man.
Come on, come on.
400
times, wait a minute now.
No.
Okay, I love you. I love you. I do love you, okay?
But 400 times? This guy touched the ball 400 times. Defense does not win championship. Points do. You gotta score points. And the guy that touches the ball 400 times will give you more opportunities to win games than the guy that sacked the quarterback.
So you would rather have. I should rather have. Okay, and you know I love you here. Okay, and I understand you play with Emmitt. Emmitt's one of the greats of all time. There's no doubt, no question. Okay, no doubt your offensive line was pretty good too. But I'm just throwing it in there. All right, but you're going to tell me that you would rather have the running back than having the monster pass rusher. Yes.
Absolutely.
You're right. Nuts.
Oh, come on,
you're
Mike.
Nuts.
Come on.
No.
Really?
No. Let's one thing now. Not just the running back. Certain running back.
Okay.
No, you said it. Le'Veon Bell versus Khalil Mack. I'm taking Khalil Mack.
Yeah, I am.
You're out, the guys.
Le'Veon Bell.
Really?
I'm taking Le'Veon Bell. Break it down. He's going to get 12 to 13, 14. If he gets 15, 18 sacks, it's the – Humongous year.
But Michael.
Humongous year.
I got to counter this. You're right about the amount of touches and all that, but here's the answer.
If I get 18 touchdowns, that's humongous.
I get it, but
I got to take the touchdown.
It's easier to replace Le'Veon Bell
find
the guy who can be maybe not as good but good.
There's no doubt about it.
Find a replacement get to the quarterback like Khalil Mack.
Come on, there's no doubt.
Okay, now wait. I'm not saying I disagree with you there. That's a good point. But that takes us off our discussion. Our discussion wasn't about replacing people. Our discussion was about who's going to win you more games out of those people. Real good stuff right there. That's a real good trick. That's a real good sleight of hand.
I'm going to throw some names at you, okay?
I'm going to throw some names at you, okay?
Barry Sanders, Eric Dickerson. Let's see. There's a bunch of Earl Campbell, okay? Three of the greatest running backs that ever
walked. LaDainian Tomlinson.
LT, right? LaDainian Tomlinson
is really only
one LT, and that's Lawrence Taylor, but that's okay. LaDainian Tomlinson, okay? All right? Where's the Super Bowls? Where are they?
I can't find them. I mean, you know what I'm saying? There was a Reggie White in Philly. Never got anywhere. The Philly defensive line never got anywhere until he got with a Brett Favre in Green Bay. So, you know, who are we talking about?
Reggie White? Reggie White? Is that
yes.
who you brought up? Yeah, okay.
Yes.
No.
And who came better than Reggie White? Nobody.
No.
And he couldn't get Philly there by himself. You see what I mean? We understand it's a team thing. I'm just saying, when you got somebody at that level offensively versus somebody at that level defensively, I got to take the offensive guy, because I know ultimately, as long as I'm scoring points, I got a chance at winning. Mm. Even when I'm stopping everybody, if I don't score points and I stop everybody 90 plays out of 100, if they score in the 10, I still lose that game.
Mm. All right. Very interesting take. But then again, I do qualify with one thing. And you know what, Mike? I love you. You know what, Mike? Come on. There's nobody I love more than you. All right? You are an offensive player, too. I mean, if I ask Dion the same question, come on. Dion's saying the pass rusher, isn't he?
No, he'll say quarterback. I mean, forget all that.
Yeah, well, maybe.
Well, Okay, let's go one more time. I only brought it up for this reason only. I just love talking to you guys, man. We got 30 minutes. Okay, I only brought it up for this reason only. Le'Veon Bell's perspective. You want to give me $14,000? They just got that times 10 at $140,000. That's all I'm saying.
Would you now, give up? Go ahead. I'm sorry.
You see the disparity there because he's saying, I have to be measured by your thoughts on all other running backs around the league as opposed to my worth to a team and my ability to that certain team. That's all I'm saying. I'm not saying that they're all important, but neither one of those two because of guys are 10 times more.
Think about this. Think about this. The Chicago Bears, without hesitation, gave up 2 ones for Khalil Mack. There is not a team
nobody,
out there.
Right. Nobody's giving up 2 ones for Le'Veon Bell.
We give up 1 one for Le'Veon Bell.
And no, there's no shot.
Right. Because there's a scarcity of a certain thing.
That's the point.
It always means that one thing is better. I understand what
that's a big factor, though.
But I think that's a factor in it. Measuring them. Not replacing them. I'm talking about measuring each one of them. And you would like to let's talk about replacing them. Well, how can you replace them? It's a bit more difficult to replace one than the other. I'm not saying you're not right there. You're absolutely right. But boy, listen, what I'm saying is you're going to get 400 touches. 400 touches. You average 150 yards, scrimmage yards per game. I'm going to take that average of 150 scrimmage yards per game over 1 or 2 sacks, and you're not getting 2 sacks a game. You're going to be, 32 sacks in a year, and nobody's ever done that.
I'm going to throw this at you, too, okay? I have seen some of it, and look, I've been watching football since 19, so you weren't even born when I was watching football, Mike. I mean, that's how old I am, okay? I'm an old man. I go way back. All right.
I'm not telling you when I was born.
No, you're younger than me. There's no doubt. You're a minimum 10 years younger than me. Probably more than I think. More than that, really. All right. So I have seen many great defensive teams who didn't have great offenses. The 85 Chicago Bears, the 2000 Baltimore Ravens. I've seen these teams win championships. You tell me the team. Okay, and you could even give me the Patriots in 2007. They didn't win it either with that great offense. You could give me all the Air Coryell. We could go on and on with these unbelievable, the 1998 Minnesota Vikings and that offense, which was a historic offense.
I can give you plenty of great defenses that didn't win, too. But
I'm giving you these epic offenses.
The greatest show on turf won with offense.
Who's this now?
The greatest show. Marshall Faulk and all those guys. That's
They did. Okay, you know what? You're right. That's true. The Rams. You're right.
You know what I mean?
We could go on. No, you did. Well, your defense was better than it got credit for because you guys, everybody looked at you guys on the offense.
Yeah, we had a number one ranked defense.
It's tremendous
number
defense.
One, and number one against the run. There's no doubt. We had a good defense, too. That's why I was trying to stay away from us.
Right. And even the Niners and even the great Niner teams in the 80s and is one of the, the great offense. But the defense was – nobody even knew about the defense.
Thank you for helping my argument.
But they did. But my point is the Niner defense was very good and didn't get the credit it deserved. Would you agree with
that? Because that offense was taking over.
All right. we could have this discussion. I love you. We could have this discussion forever.
No, it's interesting. And we'll probably pick it up as the season rolls on. Michael, we always love talking to you, man.
Mike, you know we love you, man. Can't wait. So you're going to be with us every week, right?
Absolutely.
Every week, brother. I appreciate it, guys.
Oh, by the way, Mike, before I let you go, I got to ask you one more thing. All right? I watched the U get their butt kicked by LSU opening night. And I forget Savannah State or whoever they put 77 on
77
last week.
77-0.
Right. Okay. What is the story on the U this year? Malik Rozier? What's the story on
him? LSU came out and played. It was so funny. I was at that game.
No, I saw you. I know. I know you were.
We made a nice win. I'm all over the place. I'm so excited. And then everything went downhill. And everybody was hitting me on social media. Well, where's Michael Evan now? Why did he leave the sideline? Why can't we see Michael? Where did he go? I went up to the park with the AD and man, this thing is really fast, man. But here, I do believe Miami is just You know, Malik was just didn't have, I think, the game he wanted to have against LSU.
Right.
You know what I mean? If and he worked hard on it this offseason, I know that. He continued to improve his accuracy to put with his ability to run, then they got to start at doing something. If his accuracy doesn't improve, then it's going to be, you know, they'll have a good year, but they won't make that next step.
Okay. Mike, it's always a pleasure.
Talk to you next week, Michael.
It's so hard breaking down kids at the college level because you think you know they're just kids.
Yeah,
right?
No, it's
you
hard. I understand.
Yeah, they're not making $10 million a year.
No,
or anything like
you're
that.
Right. Yeah. Right.
Quite, not yet at least.
Weren't you making a, well, hold on though. Weren't you making, when you played at the U, weren't you making a few million when you played there?
Oh, please, man. Please. Hey, remember, I was 15 for 17 kids. At the U, they gave me $5 a weekend. And three of those had to go back home to Fort Lauderdale.
Right.
So I had $5 a weekend.
Oh, God.
That's all we had.
Yeah, I ain't getting you far.
No,
that's
not
sure.
Getting you far.
All right, Mike. We'll
talk. Hey, Mike, we love you. Good talking to you, man.
Not even back then.
Yeah, no,
right.
Yeah, maybe in 1880.
Right.
The great Michael Irvin.
Indeed.
The playmaker, the Hall of Famer.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.